the things that the military does for us, and I encourage young folks, put in 2 years at least. Get the experience. You meet a lot of friends. You hang around with people. They become your best friends, and you tell each other, I've got your back.
I went in 1966, and the friends that I met then are still my friends today.
Absolutely.
55 years later.
Yeah.
And we consider each other brothers. Mm-hmm. And even though we discuss, we don't discuss that much, but when we discuss politics,
yeah,
we go back and forth. But what we do is we respect the fact that you have your leanings and he has his, and you respect both of them.
We don't talk about politics. We bring it up now and then, but no, people will ask me, how come you're still in the VFW? I tell them, the world's greatest country. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I am 51 years in the American Legion. I am the oldest continuous member of Post 10 here in Las Cruces, and I've been in the VFW 40-some-odd years. If there's a veterans organization I can help, I will help them. And I had a girlfriend tell me, you're married to the VFW, and I says, yep, I hope the VFW never divorces me. I might be separated for a little bit, but I'll come back.
If you walk into the VFW, no matter what branch you're in, you're still our brother.
That's right. You know, you ask about transition from the military to civilian life. I joined in 65 and I got out in 69. But I continued the Navy Reserve. I was in the Naval Reserve for 11 years. And then my brother switched me over to the Army Reserve and I finished up there. So I'm retired reservist. And in 91, they gave us full medical. So there's some benefits that went along with it. I didn't expect them, but this country sees how we need to help veterans, and they do, and they have. They're a little behind, but when you have 21 million veterans, it's hard to keep up. Jesse, when he goes to the VA, and he told you a little bit about his PTSD class, he's got shrapnel still in his body, and they try to get it out, and it comes back. They find it someplace else. It's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's there are people that for years I would not go into the VA hospital because most vets will tell you that they respect the person that has lost a leg or that, you know, lost several extremities. And that's the people that you want them to take care of. You know, my little things that I have, little pieces of metal here and there, or the shrapnel in my eye and things like that, I didn't feel that it was justifiable for me to go in there and take somebody's place that had a leg blown off or arm blown off.
I got hit in the back, and the corpsman just looked at it, patched it up, and I went on my way. But then one day, Billy Joe Bob noticed a big old bump on my back. Well, it was a piece of shrapnel. They cut it out, and everything's okay. I can't lift my arm too high, and my shoulders hurt. My arm on my hand on that side, I can't really manipulate it, but I'm okay. But like I think of my uncle, he was wounded I don't know how many times, and 3 times he escaped from German prisons. His buddy was only able to escape twice, and he came back. He weighed 120 when he went into prison, and he came back at 95 pounds, I think he said. Ricky Lopez met him. Ricky's gone by Agent Orange. It's something that's still out there and causes cancer, and we're still dealing with that. But we can all honestly say we wouldn't trade it for anything. We served our country. Like I said earlier, one for the military and the veterans. This great country of ours would not exist. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.